Today we are joined by Dr. Rod Lewis, Director of the Haas Center for Business Research and Economic Development. Rod, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mike.
Rod, tell us, our viewers, a little bit about the purpose and mission of the Haas Center.
The Haas Center is a contract research arm of the University of West Florida. We are solely funded by the contracts that we bring into the university. We used to call ourselves the Haas Center for Business Research and Economic Development. Now we call ourselves the Haas Center. So much more broad approach to the social sciences, including survey research, things like that. So broadening the mission, broadening the horizons.
Great. Recently, you and your team undertook an extensive study of the Florida Small Business Development Center Network and its services and the impact that it has on Florida's economy. Tell us a little bit about the approach in which the Haas Center used to conduct that study.
Well, this study was a bit different because we actually benchmarked the performance of the companies that received FSBDC services against their peers in the workplace, that is, against the industry average at the industry level. So I think that makes this, brings a little more integrity to the process because you're not benchmarking your companies against a baseline standard economic growth rate, but you're benching them against what you would expect the performance to be. And that was done throughout the study. These are self-reported numbers, surveys. So this is when the company says, indeed, FSBDC did help me through these consulting services. And so that's what we bring into the mixes, is a measure of how much help FSBDC actually gave to the companies in the marketplace.
Great. Knowing what you know and the experiences that you have, how does this approach that the Haas Center used in measuring the effectiveness of the Florida SBDC compared to how the state of Florida or other economic development organizations measure program effectiveness?
I think it compares very favorably. If you look at where the state is headed, potentially, in bringing all of these sort of comparisons under one umbrella, perhaps through OPAGA or some organization like that, they're looking at this methodology as the standard, something very similar to what we use. I think there's probably some improvements that could be made, but I think this goes far beyond a lot of what you see in the broader marketplace. So a little bit more integrity, we think, internally to the study.
Great. The conclusions of the report were quite impressive. According to the report, the Florida Small Business Development Center services delivered in 2011 helped directly or indirectly contribute to 40,850 Floridian jobs, $6 billion in client revenues, resulting in $3.3 billion in value added to Florida's economy. The report indicates that the Florida SBDC cost per job was $119 per job, and that for every Florida dollar invested, that 41 was returned in tax revenue. Can you tell us what these results mean?
Sure. If you look at the broader comparative, and perhaps that's the best way to do it, is more in a comparative perspective. Typically, you see when you do big job purchases, when you try to land the big companies, you see economic developers saying $8,000 to $10,000 per job is not necessarily a bad figure. So, in terms of state investment, so when you look at an investment of $119 per job, I think anyone would say that that compares favorably to what you see in the broader marketplace. And you look at what you're doing at FSBDC, which is growing jobs that were already here, helping companies that are already here grow. So it's this sort of internal growth mechanism that's very different from just purchasing someone to come into the state. So I think in that regard, it compares very favorably to what you see in the broader marketplace. And for a $6 million investment on behalf of the state, it's a very solid return any way you hash it.
Great. Well, thank you. Well, thank you for taking your time today to visit with us, and I certainly look forward to continuing to work with the Haas Center to continue to measure the effectiveness of the Florida SBDC network as we search to continue to continuously improve what it is that we do. And if you want to know more information about the Haas Center, where can individuals or businesses go?
Haas@UWF.edu.
All right,
that takes you right there.
Well, and if you would like more information about the Florida Small Business Development Center Network, please feel free to visit us at www.floridasbdc.org. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
You can subscribe to the Florida SBDC Network podcast from the iTunes Store and follow us on Twitter @FloridaSBDCN. Thank you.